This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The combination of artificial intelligence and 5G networks is leading to changes in everything, from developing new drugs to growing crops to beer making. We'll have more in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Video game companies Activision Blizzard, Take-Two Interactive Software, and Electronic Arts are expecting this year's holiday season to show continued demand for digital content. More consumers are downloading their favorite games, and publishers are looking for creative ways to generate revenue. Some game makers organized special events and added new features to engage players. Last month, Electronic Arts brought new features like maps, weapons, and vehicles to their popular Battlefield 5 game. The Census Bureau says it's overhauling its systems after it found anyone with sophisticated data tools could use published results to identify millions of individual census respondents. The new system would prevent anyone, whether policymakers, marketers, or data thieves, from using published data to target people based on what they disclose on the census. It would, for example, prevent federal law enforcement agencies from discerning the citizenship status of individuals, according to people familiar with the effort. The agency discovered last year that the billions of statistics it published after the 2010 census could be used to reconstruct the personal information of about 1 in 6 Americans. A Manhattan nonprofit is giving seniors lessons on how to use smartphones. The group called Duorote connects older folks with volunteers who teach them smartphone basics, like how to update their contact list or organize their digital files. According to the Pew Research Center, smartphone ownership among Americans age 65 and older is growing fast, rising to 53% from 18% in 2013. And thousands of parents have decided that any child not yet in eighth grade is too young to have a smartphone. More than 21,000 families nationwide have pledged to Wait Until Eighth, a campaign that includes more than 3,000 in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, according to the campaign. 5G wireless networks and artificial intelligence. Individually, they have the power to transform our lives in many ways. But the Wall Street Journal says that combined, 5G and AI have the power to transform industrial technology on a scale not seen since the advent of steam power. Joining us with more on this is Wall Street Journal Pro Enterprise Technology reporter James Rundle. James, this sounds revolutionary. What sort of breakthroughs can the combination of AI and 5G lead to?
Well, it can really touch everything, Charlie, stretching from agriculture and manufacturing through to medical technology, through to even possibilities we haven't quite conceived of yet. It's truly a breakthrough in terms of what can be accomplished with technology.
Is 5G the key to this? And if so, why?
It is. I mean, taken individually, each of these technologies, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, are impressive and can do a lot, but they're limited by kind of the roads they have to drive on. And 5G is that road. It's going to allow three things, really. It's the additional speed that 5G brings, the bandwidth, meaning the amount of devices that it can support, and also the reduction in latency, meaning the time it takes for data to be transmitted from one point to another.
Take one example. You say that AI, along with 5G, can help transform the food industry and beer making.
Exactly, yeah. That was a fun one to report. So I spoke to Dr. Jochen Forster, who is the professor of yeast fermentation at Carlsberg Labs.
A specialty, yes.
So Microsoft calls him Dr. Beer, which is great. So what they're doing is, when you're fermenting yeast, it's a very wasteful process. They go through something like 2,000 yeast variants to find one that's going to actually work. And they have to do this over the course of weeks, where they just see if the chemical reaction will be enough to sustain, first of all, and then if it'll actually taste good. So the idea is that with AI, they can model this and they can really reduce the amount of time it takes and the amount of product they have to go through to actually do it.
What about food production?
So it's been used quite widely in agriculture, a combination of sensors, of artificial intelligence, and in the future 5G, in order to look at things like crop yields, to get early indicators of when there might be blight on a crop, and also to sift edible food versus non-edible as well.
What about hospitals, James? Can these technologies make things like remote surgery more likely?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's bad enough when your phone drops its signal, but it's even worse when someone's remoting operately on you, right? So the stability of 5G is what's going to allow a specialist surgeon in India to operate on a patient in America, for instance. The introduction of smart pills as well.
Are these actually ingested?
Yeah. They relay information on how the drug is interacting with the system, whether there are any signs that EMTs need to be summoned and things like that as well, but also medical devices to help patients who are at risk of heart attacks, for instance. receive help faster.
Next, you mentioned retailers. James, how would AI and 5G work with stores and shoppers? And this has been covered before with other sorts of technology, which were older.
Yeah. What this allows it to do is give a more nuanced portrait of what retail customers are looking for. It's a little bit creepy to a certain extent.
Sounds like privacy might enter into it.
Yeah, it's going to have to at some point. I mean, it's bad enough when you look at a product on Amazon and then you immediately get an email saying, hey, you were looking at this, you should buy it. But now when you're in a store, what some retailers are doing is flashing up information about the item you just picked up next to you on a screen and giving you additional information. So they say it increases sales and also helps them to model consumer behavior for setting up their stores and everything else.
Does it go into how closely a shopper might look at the item, whether he or she puts it back down?
Yeah, literally whether they pick it up and how long they study it for and whether they put it back on the shelf, if they put it back in the same place, if they come back to it. It's interesting and it's good for the people looking at this, but I think privacy concerns do enter into it to an extent.
We've talked about the manufacturing revolution for several centuries now. Talk about the role of AI and 5G in that.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So what the combination of these technologies is going to allow people to do, manufacturers specifically, is take a closer look at what's been produced in their factory lines to more closely check for defects in products, which obviously enters into consumer safety. But it's also going to allow them to take a look at their equipment they're using and maybe even have predictive maintenance on it so they can look at other machines that have been used in other shops using different materials and give them an indication of when something's going to fail, for instance, or cause a health hazard or something like that.
What about communities, for instance, in towns, cities, and skies? Yeah, space.
Space, yeah. I know I spoke to the European Space Agency, and they're doing a lot around this. Everything ranging from helping with how to operate autonomous vehicles by beaming signals to them through to tracking the spread of pandemics and how they kind of move around a continent or a landmass, and even social good projects such as looking at how communities that are underserved by electricity grids, for instance, need to consume power so municipal authorities can more quickly deploy power grids to those areas, for instance.
Wall Street Journal reporter James Rundle, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.